welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Umbrella Academy story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out our last episode. And so we go back to this one, and Space Boy, number one, Luther. I forgot, you know, it's annoying they have three different fucking names.
Right.
They didn't have that many in the
show.
Show
they just had two.
Yep, it was just number one or Luther.
Yep.
So having them having different names in this one definitely, like, I'm not going to say threw me for a loop, but annoyed me.
Well, and some of the names that just don't make sense.
Well, yes. Like Kraken and Diego.
Yeah.
Or two, because I don't think they ever say Diego.
They never call him Diego in this. So just Kraken and number two.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you hear the Kraken and you think number four.
Yeah, Ben would have been a better...
Or no, number six.
No, he was...
Because number four is...
Klaus. Which they don't say Klaus either.
Yeah. Maybe Ben was number three?
No, Ben was six.
Oh, number three is Rumor.
Yeah. Because five is five, and then Vanya was seven.
So yeah. So yeah. Number six is Ben.
Ben was six.
See, we know things.
Look, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy reading it. Especially having the knowledge of the show in my head definitely threw me here and there. But this really was fun. So one is waking up. Pogo comes in with his coffee and is basically telling one to wake up that his sister is there. And so, you know, one goes down to talk to Allison, you know, three, Rumor. And she is telling him, you know, I've been divorced for 8 months. You know, he got the house, got custody of our daughter. Because, you know, Luther had asked where, Patrick is. And she's telling him all this. And they don't explicitly say it, but there's like an underlying, these two had some sort of attraction. Obviously, in the show...
There's some sexual tension there.
In the show, it's very prevalent throughout both seasons. Especially when they do make out in the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like, he's shocked that, you know, she had a daughter. And Allison's just like, you know, things change, Luther. You deal with it. And that's when Klaus comes in for...
Seance.
Which that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he can talk to the dead.
Exactly. But I still don't know where the telekinesis comes from. Because I don't think he had that in the show, did he?
Not in the show.
Okay, I didn't think so.
But he could also just be wearing a belt.
No, because his stuff is floating too.
I know. Anywho, I don't know.
So he's also telekinetic in the comics, which I actually like.
And it's what's to say that his powers hadn't advanced? Because they're older. It's been 20 years.
True.
And, I mean, he's just... In the show, it dives deeper into his drug abuse. And I've only read the 2 and 3 one time. I don't remember if he ever had problems with drugs.
This one does say that he's been taking speed for the past 3 days. At one point in time.
Does it? Okay.
I remember that because I was like, huh. He's like, so I'm not going to get any sleep anyways.
Okay, so then maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe that kind of helps amplify his powers? Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know. But
then he is smoking something right there when he first shows up.
Yeah, it could just be cigarette, though.
True. That's still a drug.
Anyway. Yes, you are correct.
I know.
So we jump over to... God damn you. jump over to the city, and there's this... like amusement park or just like a fair going on. And we see these trash cans just kind of appear. These trash can robots. They're called Terminauts.
Yeah, they are.
They're little cylinder. Well, I would say they're about 3 feet tall cylinders.
They literally look like domes on their head. Trash cans with glass domes on them.
So if you guys think of the Brain from Teen Titans. Where he's got the cylinder and his brain on, you know, in the jar. It's similar to that, only these guys are floating. Yeah. And they're more round boys. They're thicker. but there's a good handful of them, about...
Seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah. They all have different letters on them, which designates a different their name, but I'm not going to go into all of them because fuck all that. Because
they're not important.
They really aren't.
But they start blowing up the fair.
Yep. They're attacking. We then get a...
flashback.
Well, to say overture. One talking over... five talking over the panel.
Yeah.
But he's talking about how, you know, Dad was a jackass, but I wanted to prove him wrong that I could go to the future and then come back. But, as always, he was right.
Ish.
Well. But he jumps to... It doesn't give a specific date, because the newspaper doesn't say anything.
Well, actually, the newspaper just says it's a perfect day, nothing bad to report.
With a picture of a girl with a popsicle and a dog. The prominent there is a dead Pogo just laying in the rubble, along with a dead everybody else. Yeah. And Five is there just in all of this. He's just, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, at first he's like, this is the best day ever. He's
no kid, no rules, no adults, just me chopping heads off things with my sword.
And then he realizes that this is actually pretty bad. And he's like, I've got to get back home. I can't stay here. It took him 50 more years.
I do love that Dolores is in this. I also love that he's not as in love with Dolores in this as he is in the show.
Man, look.
Creepy.
50 years alone. Yeah, he was lonely. He was the only one alive. I forgot that Dolores talked to him. Because when he's like, oh, I'm making all these calculations and it's all been wrong, and then somebody starts talking to him, I forgot that he was kind of putting Dolores' voice in his own head. But, and Dolores, if you guys do not either know and or hadn't watched the show, is just American.
Yes.
American that he really, really likes.
In the show more than in the comic.
But Dolores says, you know, you forgot to subtract 2 from the 1 like 12 years ago. I wasn't going to say anything, but, like, you're torturing yourself, dude. What the fuck? It was definitely kind of fun, but... So he figures out the equation.
But something went wrong.
Jumps back, and something went wrong. He seems to think... Well, one seems to think that Hargrave's death... Monocle's death, I don't know why it's so hard to say that right now, pulled him out of the time stream. And Five is like, yeah, that's possible, but he was dead in the future, so I don't know.
Yeah, he was also dead by the time he arrived. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is where we get 2 showing up. It's like, yeah, well, if the story checks out, you know, I checked the coroner, and he died at this time, and he actually died of natural causes, so apparently.
But all the recordings of the estate mysteriously stopped at 6:44.
Mm-hmm. They do call him Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there at the beginning.
Yep.
That's our bad.
Agent 2, I presume.
Yeah, because it's also kind of interesting to see 5 still at 10 years old.
Yeah.
And everybody else is, at 30.
But at the same time, 5 is a, you know, 60-year-old man trapped in a 10-year-old's body.
Yeah. Which sucks. We definitely see some animosity between 1 and 2.
Well, between 2 and everybody.
Well, 2 just hates everybody. But,
because he starts off by accusing 5 of killing Hargreaves.
Yes, but...
And then he gives rumor shit because, you know, she...
She tried to rumor him.
Yeah.
But no, but definitely Luther...
Yeah, Luther and Diego
are... had, hit, like, butted heads. I think it was one of those things where...
Number one!
Well, yes, he always lived up to Monocle's, to Hargreaves' words, and I think Diego wanted that. He wanted to be special and be the number one, but was always stuck at number 2. Yeah. Who does number 2 work for?
Anyway.
So Pogo comes in. I feel bad for not talking about Hargreaves' assistant.
I have no idea who he is or what his name is.
They say it right in the beginning.
Do they?
That's why I gave you the first issue, because I didn't want to announce it. literally why I did it. What is his name? Adjur? No.
Where do we see his name?
Abijit? Abijat? This one, this page.
Oh. Abhijat?
Abhijat?
Sure.
He's he's Hargreaves' loyal assistant, been there for bodyguard, who knows how long.
Yeah.
I feel bad for not talking about him, but he doesn't really do anything. So
he still holds the umbrella.
And yeah, at one point he is just like bowing as people are coming in the door. Like he doesn't, he really has no relevance to this story. But I do want to bring him up because I feel like he's important later on. I can't remember though.
Either way, he's still there in a bunch of, you know, bunch of the scenes. So yeah, I guess I didn't say anything about him either because he never does anything.
Which is fair. But they go to the funeral and everybody's there. So is all of the press outside the...
Way outside the fence.
Fence. Like, but then we get to see their mom, mother. Who raised them, quote unquote raised them. And similar to the show, she's a robot.
Except for in this one, they all know she's a robot.
Correct. Versus as opposed to them the show where they had no idea. Yeah. Yeah.
But and then Kraken, being the asshole he is, rips the cloak off her that she was covering her, you know, robot body up with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's an asshole.
Well, yeah, he is. He really is. So we go to Vanya. She goes to the Icarus Theater,
which looks like a rundown piece of shit.
Yeah, well, you know,
as opposed to being the theater that she was in, that was like this fantastic, you know, thing that was actually, you know, important.
Yep. But I mean, this is just practice. So how else are you gonna? You gotta start somewhere. And so she starts playing, and she apparently plays this beautiful song.
Gets all these creepy people in masks.
Well, clapping. Until her string breaks, and then everybody starts clapping. And we are introduced to the conductor, who is this guy in a suit, and his face is painted, and
yeah,
it's really weird.
Is his face painted, or is that just the way his face looks?
Fuck, I don't know.
Because he doesn't look like he has a nose, either.
Yeah, so this... One bad thing about this book is that they don't really give... They don't describe them, even with the art style. Like, you really can't get a good description off them.
Yeah. Because you're right, it does look like he's got a skull painted on his face.
Yeah.
Because the sides of his face are painted. Or is it hair?
Well, so, like, the cheekbones, it looks like a skull.
Yeah.
It's painted like a skull. So, like, what would be mutton chops would probably be paint. But he also does have hair on the back of his...
Like, popping out the sides.
Yeah. So, I don't...
Anywho.
I don't know.
But this guy is basically, like, Vanya's, you know, like, trying to get her to join his symphony of... Destruction.
Yeah, I've written a new piece, Apocalypse Suite, My Life's Work, 2 parts Faust, 3 parts Bohem. Bohem, okay, thank you. A Dash of Messiah and a Bit of My Own.
Cantina.
Thank you. Words are hard. And he's like...
Not to be confused with the cantina.
he's like, the exact combination, if played in the right key, with the precise dynamic, will destroy the world. It's just missing one thing. You. So he's trying to convince her to...
And she's like, yeah.
Kill everybody.
Fuck off, dude.
Yeah. And so she leaves. Like, I don't need this. But he also says to one of the other guys in the mask, like, look, she'll come back to us on her own. Just watch.
She's going to her family for comfort, but we know that that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Back at the mansion, we see 1 and 2 fighting.
Well, you like see normal. 2 flying out the window.
And then 1 flying after. Which is, I mean, it's just, that's just them. It's just how they are.
Right here, this kind of surprised me, though, where Luther pulls out the fucking laser beam and almost, you know, blasts him, like, actually was
going to. I don't think he was going to. I think it was all just a threat. Because at the end of the day, it's still his family.
Yeah.
But then we get, they happen to see that the carnival's on fire.
The world's on fire. How about yours?
And then Luther, you know, says the Terminauts. And Five's like, what? You know, the Terminals, Dr. Terminal's farewell gift. He told us all about it the last time we fought him, before Hargreaves sent him away. He built and programmed the Terminauts to activate should we ever reform. Now, I guess this means that Vanya's somewhere in the city. And he walks off, getting ready to go face the Terminauts. You know, basically
Kraken,
says,
well, Kraken leaves, jumps in by himself, like jumps into the water to swim across the fucking, you know, river to...
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the rest of them go off to the carnival, I guess.
Well, actually, right here, he's walking back into the house and he's like, everyone get to the televator because according to the Terminauts, we're a team again.
That's our come back to bite them in the ass. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Umbrella Academy.